I debated for a long time about what to do next. Should I hide out and play it safe? Or go on down to the chicken house and get blamed for something that wasn't my fault? Curiosity got the best of me, and I trotted down to see what was going on. Drover was already there when I arrived, wagging his stub tail and trying to win a few points with his loyal dog routine. I walked up to him and said, out of the corner of my mouth, "Thanks for all the help this morning. I really appreciate it." I think he missed the note of irony because he said, and I mean with a straight face, he said,
"That's okay, Hanky. It wasn't nothing."
Dang right, it wasn't nothing. Loper was kneeling over the hen, studying the signs. Sally Mae stood nearby, looking mighty unhappy about the dead chicken. Loper pushed his hat to the back of his head and stood up. His eyes went straight to me and Drover. Only when I glanced around, I noticed that Drover had disappeared. It was just me standing in the spotlight. "Hank, if you hadn't been out barking all night, you might have prevented this. Why do you think we keep you around here?" I hung my head and tucked my tail. "Do you have any idea how much money it costs to keep you dogs around here? Seems that every time I turn around, I'm having to buy another 50-pound sack of dog food. That stuff's expensive." Maybe this ain't the time or place to argue the point, but just for the record, let me say that co-op dog food is the cheapest you can buy. I don't know what they make it out of. Hulls, straw, sawdust, anything the pigs won't eat. And then they throw in a little grease to give it a so-called flavor. Tastes like soap, and about half the time it gives me an upset stomach. The point is, I wasn't exactly eating the ranch into bankruptcy. Thought I ought to throw that in to give a more balanced view of things. Loper went on. "We can't afford to keep you dogs around here if you're gonna let this sort of thing go on. Everybody has to earn his keep on this ranch. I don't want this to happen again." Well, what did he suppose I wanted? Sometimes I just don't... Oh, well. He picked up the dead chicken by the feet and carried it down to the trash barrel. I got to admit that I watched this with some interest, since it had occurred to me that there wasn't much any of us could do for the dead chicken. The more I thought about chicken dinner, the more my mouth watered. Couldn't get it off my mind.